I praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. It's a privilege to serve you today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's a privilege to serve you, Lord. It's a privilege to serve you, Lord Jesus. It's a privilege to serve you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the Holy Spirit being present tonight. And I thank you, oh God, for, hallelujah, what you have purposed by your presence being here. Now, Lord, move into the dark corners of our hearts. Hallelujah. May we expose them to you so that you can direct your light. Erect your light there, Father, and there will be no longer darkness. For he that followeth after Christ, John 8:12 says, will never walk in darkness. Father, we just thank you right now, Father, for the strength of your people. Father, we just thank you, oh God, for removing the yokes of your people. You send your word tonight and it shall go forth and accomplish that which you have sent it out to do, because you are mighty and you are powerful. Hallelujah. And these are your creation. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, and Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, was bruised on the cross for every living being that sit here in your presence and that will hear the word, hallelujah, from the mouth of your servant, from the Holy Ghost tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, every heart belongs to you. Speak to us, oh God, and may we listen and heed. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise tonight. Move upon us. Move upon us. Yoke destroyer, move upon us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, Father, that we will no longer rebel against you, Father, that we will understand that you are pleading with us. You are chasing us down. You're running us down to avoid your wrath to come. And may we take heed and surrender ourselves and die the death to the flesh and put away our wicked ways, Father, while you're still pleading with us. God, we give you praise for everlasting life. The Prince of Peace, the scepter at your right hand. We give you praise for the mediator, the advocate. Hallelujah, glory to God, our Lord and Savior, our Master, soon to come King, Jesus. For Christ, we give you praise. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. As I went into the presence of the Lord, tonight we will be talking, if the Holy Ghost would allow us to go there, on the lamp and the oil. But before, if we ever do get there, the Spirit of the Lord placed in my spirit, the just shall live by his faith. You can find this in a few passages of the Bible. One in the Old, and of course Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11, Hebrews 10:38. You can find that there. The just shall live by his faith. And as I wait on the Lord for revelation knowledge concerning the just shall live by his faith, hallelujah, I was given this knowledge that I've never heard or even thought of before. Faith, this faith that we live, that is revealed from righteousness to righteousness, faith is revealed. Hallelujah, glory to God. And from faith to faith, the righteousness of God, hallelujah, is revealed. Of course, Romans in Romans chapter 1. We might go there. But this faith that we don't understand and we don't take the time to pray about it or allow the Holy Ghost to educate us, we just run on what someone told us it is or what we assume this faith is. Assume this faith is. But faith is not as important today as it will be. And because it will be, it is extremely important today. But faith to us is not as important as it will be. God spoke something to me. The just shall, not is, but shall. That's either a future word or a continuation of a process. And the Bible said, we are not of those that draw back. We are not of those that draw back. We are in, I believe this is Romans chapter 1. I'm just quoting, we are not of those that draw back. Hebrews 10 and 38, that it is. And it's coming from Hebrews 10 and 38. Now the just shall live by his faith. But if anyone draw back, my soul has no pleasure in him. If anyone draw back, my soul have no pleasure in him. Anyone draw back on faith, and anyone draw back on obedience, anyone draw back on trusting God, anyone go into doubt, anyone despair, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. We have entered the last stage of the church age. And Paul continued in Hebrews, but we are not of those that draw back to perdition, but of those who believes to the saving of the soul, those who endure to the saving of the soul. Their belief endure, their faith endure to the saving of the soul until salvation is completed, until salvation has reached its end. Hallelujah. And our feet touches the streets of gold. And so Paul is saying the just shall live by his faith. If ever you will wholeheartedly make the Lord God your only source, is now. I ask each one of you to kiss your Bible goodbye, say goodbye to your Bible. And you refuse to say goodbye to your Bible. Well, if you say goodbye to anything in there, or if you ignore anything in there, you are saying goodbye to your Bible. And the reason for that is, if you're not going to say goodbye to your Bible, then you need to make up your mind that every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God will control your life starting now. Word of God will do surgery in your heart. Even as I speak, the Holy Ghost will magnify the words of God. For the door of salvation is about to close, people. The church age is approaching its end. Child of God, get off the sideline and immerse yourself in the salvation of Jesus Christ. Launch out into the deep things of God. The just alone just means upright in heart. Them that do righteously make righteous decision. Those they're void of deceptive spirit, lying spirit, theft, undermining, games, trickery, sorcery, witchcraft, stubbornness, rebelliousness. The just, the holy, the pure. void of darkness, full of light. The light of God's word. The just, those that are justified by God's word. Their actions, their decisions that they make. Hallelujah. Their trustworthiness is justified by the word of God. David said in Psalm 18. Let me again real quick. It's on my heart. I believe it's Psalm. Let me see, because I might. I don't know if it's Psalm 18. I think it's Proverbs 18 and 23. I think it's Proverbs 18 and 23. I'm going to try that real quick. Then it is Psalm. I have to read it. Give me a minute, everybody. I have to read it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I was, David said, it is Psalm 18:23. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. That whole chapter is so very, very striking and instructional, informative, very, very attractive. The just alone, the upright in heart alone, the righteous and holy alone will be left standing. The time is swiftly approaching where only the just will be left standing. The just alone shall have endured because of his faith. The time of testing will come, and only the just will be left standing. Only the upright. I see great times of distress, as was predicted in the scripture. As John the Apostle said in Revelation chapter 13, you would not be able to buy or sell unless you take the mark of the beast. I heard the Holy Ghost say, we are neglecting the value of faith because we have been subjected to so many substitutions in life. We live in the world and we are so much off the world. We are part of the Babylon system. Even though it's evil, we see nothing wrong with being a part of their money system. We see nothing wrong with being a part of their health care system, their medical system. We see the church of believers, we see nothing wrong with being a part of their workforce. We see nothing wrong, hallelujah, with being a part and dependent on their welfare system. We see nothing wrong with being dependent on the government, being dependent on the nation. Hallelujah, glory to God, as believers. But here's what the Holy Ghost said. When everything is taken away from the believer, only to be given back under the condition of renouncing the power of salvation. Only to be given. Back to us. We must renounce Christ. We must denounce him. We must reject him. We must deny him. When the temptation that shall come upon the whole earth, that Revelation 3 spoke about in 10, the angel of the church of Philadelphia, that letter to Philadelphia. When the temptation that shall come upon the whole world to try them that dwell upon the earth, when money is taken away and you cannot buy or sell, unless save or unless you have the mark or the number of the beast. This is Revelation chapter 13, and verses 16 and 17. Guess what the Holy Ghost said? Faith. will be the money of the just. Faith will be the money of the just. So see, faith is not optional. Living by faith, hallelujah, cutting off the system of Babylon, your dependency on Babylon. Faith is the money, the only money the just will have to spend. Faith is the only money that the upright will have. The day is coming when faith will prove indispensable or essential for the believer. So the believer would not have to be concerned about taking the mark of the beast, because the believer, ever since the beginning of time, from Abraham's time, the believer's been given something so essential, even from that day to this day, which it will prove itself even so much more important as the time go on. Even in the great tribulation, the urgent forsaking of the world's goods, the urgent call to the bride of Christ, heralded from Revelation chapter 18, to come out of Babylon. Come out of Babylon, people, come out, come out. You don't want to kiss your Bible goodbye, because it's a mental thing. But spiritually, that's what most of us have already done. We have chosen parts of the Bible we will obey, and parts we will ignore, and parts we definitely wouldn't even consider. But the just, the upright before the Lord, those whose heart belongs to God, the practice of faith is a prerequisite for overcoming the darkest night of the church age. Faith will be the only money the upright is left with. Faith is a wealth of miracles and grace. The just or the upright will soar on the spiritual wings of grace. Grace will offer strength and endurance during the tribulation, during the great time of testing that shall come upon the whole world. So you can conclude the church would not be here. According to this scripture, the church will be here. You can conclude the same faith that you need to overcome the tribulation period is the same faith you will need to reign with Christ. So you need to have the faith and be totally disconnected and totally glory to God, connected to the source, to Jesus Christ. Meanwhile, all other believers whose beliefs were based or built on sand or false information, rather than every word that exited the mouth of Christ, they shall all fall to the deceiving power of the dragon and the false prophet. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. Faith is more than money. The just shall live. The just shall practice. The just shall wean himself off dependency continuously. The just shall live by faith alone. By the word of God, by the command of God, the just shall give up whatever it is that they need to give up. Hallelujah. In obedience to God, regardless of what it costs them and how much it hurts. The upright in heart will do exactly what God says. And even right now, they are experiencing miracles. That's nothing to do with what comes from Babylon or the arm of flesh. They pray and they seek God's answer. They're not depending on their paycheck. You cannot buy or sell save you have the mark of the beast. Faith is a wealth of money. Faith can buy what money cannot afford. Faith can get you where only the rich can go. Hallelujah. Faith can get you anywhere. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the earth that belongs to God. Faith can bring to you anything. Faith in Christ. Christ is our Lord Jesus Christ is the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. There is only one faith. There is not a Muslim faith. Yes. There is not a Hindu faith. There's not many faiths. There's only one faith because faith was purchased by blood. Yes. And only one person died, yes, hallelujah, for the world. Hallelujah. And that's Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we need to get to the word of God. And we need to denounce, yes, hallelujah, glory to God, any other word that, yes, says faith, any, yes, other religion, demonic religion, yes, of the world. That call themselves faith. The just, that's all the just have right now, is faith. The just depend on faith. They don't depend on family members. They don't depend on jobs. They walk by faith. They speak, hallelujah, they know how to speak to mountains. They know how to believe in whatever they pray for, and it comes to pass. And Jesus said on Mark 11:22, have faith in God. Have faith in God. This is about a relationship. This is a relationship. This is not mental. This is about a relationship of obedience, a relationship of self-denial. This is a relationship of death to self. This is a relationship. Paul said it so wonderfully, and Peter, Paul the apostle, Paul the servant of Jesus Christ, Paul the prisoner of Christ, Peter the prisoner of Christ. These men made it known to, hallelujah, their audience, to the church, to the world to come. We made ourselves prisoners. Wherever God tells us to go, we go. Whatever God says we do, we are his prisoners. We don't move unless, hallelujah, we are commanded to move. You know the life and the relationship of a prisoner and an officer. Prison officer. Hallelujah, glory to God, or the prison orders. Hallelujah, glory to God, because it comes from high uppers. Hallelujah, glory to God, to the prison officer. So we understand that command has to be set down in order for the prisoners to be moved. So if you don't see the value of faith, if you don't see the value of faith now, you might as well kiss your Bible goodbye, because that is what you're doing. You're wasting time, when as you have not perfected your faith in Christ, and the door is closing. The door is closing. Hallelujah. The door is closing. If Jesus Christ himself said, enter in at the straight gate, Matthew 7:13. Hallelujah. And also, it's Luke 13:24. Enter in at the straight gate. For few. If Jesus Christ himself said, what make you think that you can ignore faith as just a convenience? When you want a car, as just a convenience, when you want a house, when you need some money, when you need some bills to be paid, that is not what faith is for. Hallelujah, glory to God. Faith, hallelujah, glory to God, which the spirit of grace, and grace is strength, that we go to the throne of grace to endure. Faith, hallelujah, is a relationship with God. Even when the scripture commands you to flee fornication, you live by faith. Faith Faith is not the things we gain only. Faith are the things that we give up. Faith are the things we learn to live without because it opposes the righteousness of God. The lamp and the oil. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There was a time when God laid his sight on a man for leadership. Back in the old covenant. That person was sent, was visited by a prophet, a man of God, sacred and holy man of God that stood in the council. Well, back then, prophets were not busybodies. Prophets were secluded. They lived a secluded lifestyle. They prayed, men of prayer, men of the altar. God said in Jeremiah 23, around the 22, 23, 20, 24th verse, they stood in the council of God. In other words, they stood in prayer. They stood in quietness. They spent the night, hallelujah, glory to God, ministering to God in prayer. To hear the voice of God for the people. That was their job. That was their occupation. God would send a prophet to a certain man, as in, of course, the book of Samuel, Kings, and Chronicles. It is an established protocol or order by God that this man would be anointed. That's how God chose or ordained kings to serve him and the people. Hallelujah. So in that time, his holy prophets would go forth with oil to the person that God sent them to in order to, that special vessel, that special vessel that God wants to ordain, to put his confirmation on, that God wants to confirm, that the God wants to approve. The order of Samuel and David. When of course, Samuel went to Jesse's house, commissioned by God, the Almighty Host of Heaven's Army, to go and anoint this unknown lad king, long before he occupied the throne. In the New Testament, in Acts chapter 9, of course, in the case of the prophet Ananias and Saul of Tarsus, to anoint Saul of Tarsus with oil and to anoint a man signifies the approval and appointment of God. No man can anoint you. No man can appoint you. There are ministers of the church that the leaders have to work with them, that they teach and they taught, but no man can anoint you prophet. No man can appoint you prophet. There are some things that are out of the control of leadership, and only God has the rights. God who knows the heart. When God When God sends someone or approves someone to be anointed, it means that God has, a glory to God, overlooked the trifler's heart, the self-lifted and self-righteous heart, and is focused in on a man. And when that man becomes a trifler like Saul, when that man becomes a trifler like Samson, we see what God has done. So all was poured out upon that holy vessel called by God. The anointing with oil represents the Holy Ghost. The oil represents the anointing. The anointing represents the Holy Ghost. That person is being anointed. It represents the Holy Ghost that would rest upon the man for service. Not only to serve the people, but this man is serving God. So this man has to serve the people in the uprightness of God.
Yes.
The God of the nation, of example here, is Israel. But the God of the nation. And this is the reason why we find David saying in the book of Psalm 33 and 12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Mm. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Psalm 33, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And in the 11th verse, this whole chapter is so awesome. But in the 11th verse, it says, the counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The thoughts of his heart to all generation. God doesn't change. The counsel of the Lord stand forever. God doesn't change. The Lord looketh from heaven. He beholdeth all the sons of men. He knows all the sons of men. He's overlooking the triflers. God doesn't. You think you won't trifle your way, and God's going to handpick you to do his holy and sacred job. And you have not even decided to die to the flesh yet. No, glory to God. God is looking for somebody who's not fastened to become powerful, who's not fastened to be used, but fastened to die to self. You can't even do a successful fast without breaking it. You really think God has called you to some? Your pastor can violate God. But God's approval is not on that vessel. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. Speaking of Israel. And I am blessed to be a part of that, hallelujah, by the Holy Ghost, unto Abraham. We all are the church. And that's per adventure. You belongs to God. Because we read these scriptures and we claim them and we name them and we claim them. Hallelujah, glory to God. But you name it and claim it doesn't mean you belong to God. Timothy 2 and 19. Nevertheless, help me out, somebody. The foundation of the Lord standeth sure.
He
knows the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Thank you. So you know your condemnation. You know you're not right with God. You know you have iniquity. Hallelujah. You know you're not doing what God say. You know something is wrong. Hallelujah. But you keep playing along. We're coming to that. The 14th verse of 33 Psalm. From the place of his habitation, he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth his hearts, their hearts alike. He considereth all their works. There is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. Hallelujah. You talk with the just and live by faith. Glory to God. And David and his armor bearer, hallelujah, won the battle against the Philistines. Hallelujah, glory to God. And who knows, David said, Jonathan and his armor bearer, Saul's son, who knows if God would deliver by much or by little. Hallelujah, the just shall live by his faith. No king is saved by the multitude of his host, often host. a mighty man is delivered by his strength. An horse is a vain thing for safety. That's army. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. Do you fear God? Hallelujah, people of God, do you fear God? Put away the presumptuous sin. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Put away the arrogance before it's too late, because there will be a judgment. God is a just judge. Upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waited for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee. That is what the just is saying. That is what the just is saying. Hallelujah. So the oil represents the Holy Ghost. The oil represents the Holy Ghost. The Lord has chosen for his own inheritance. Hallelujah. Even in the very beginning, or the dateless past, even as we, hallelujah, glory to God, will enter eternity. We came from a dateless past in the beginning, before the beginning was dateless, timeless. And we will enter eternity that will be dateless and timeless. So we will go back to where we came from. When God created heaven and earth, remember, it was dateless. The Bible says, Genesis 1 and 2, the earth was without form or had not yet been formed and didn't exist. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. Hallelujah. There was a deep chasm. The presence of the Lord, the anointing of the Lord moved upon the face of the waters. Everything is made by water, with water. The Spirit of the Lord went forth. And this is last night I quoted a scripture that's wrong, and here it is now. When Moses said in Exodus 33 and 15, rather than 15 and 33, Exodus 33 and 15, hallelujah, glory to God. Moses said, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. So the Spirit moved upon the waters. The Spirit of God moved upon the waters. This is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, glory to God. The importance of the oil. Amen. The oil that God allowed or ordained, hallelujah, for the prophets to anoint kings and anoint prophets and anoint those that he had called with a holy calling. That oil was a symbolic representation of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So they would have the power resting upon them, power of the Holy Ghost resting upon them to serve the Lord. Because the Holy Ghost came to exalt the word of God. And God said, let there be light. And there was. So now we see the Spirit. We see it started off with the Spirit moving, the oil. And now God is creating for us the lamp. Let there be light. Now, David said in Psalm 119 and 105, thy word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path. Yes. Or the word is the lamp to my feet that gives light to my journey. Mm. Or that lights up my journey. The lamp we see is the word. All things were made by the word. For without the word, nothing was made. St. John 1 and 3. That was made. And of course, in Psalm 33, it's a beautiful read. Jesus warned in Luke chapter 12 and 35, saying, "Let your loins be girt about with truth. Let your loins be girded. Let your loins be girded." In other words, the loins is your belly area. The loins is your belly area. And I want to take you to what Jesus said in John chapter 7. And 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters." So here we are told by Jesus in Luke 12 and 35. "Let your loins be girded about." Loins is your belly area. "And your lights are burning." And your lights burning. Now, in Ephesians chapter 6, we see the whole armor of God. And it says in the 14th verse, "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness," having your loins girt about with truth. So in Luke chapter 12 and verse 35, "Let your loins be girded." In other words, tighten that belt around your belly. Because truth is there. Tighten your belly with truth. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus said that word is truth. So the word is truth. John 17, 17. "Sanctify them by thy truth. That word is truth." Luke 12 and 35. We're still here. "And your light's burning." Light serves two purposes on this level, for you to see and for others to see. If you can see, then others can see. If you can see others, others can see you. In the 36th verse it says, "And ye yourselves likewise, and you yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. He is coming, church. He will return for the wedding. He's coming back for his bride. Preparation, church. He is coming. Jesus is coming. He is on his way back. That when he cometh and knocketh, you be ready. You may open the door immediately. We will speak about the foolish virgins in a few minutes. "Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching." Are you watching? Or you're so busy trying to make life? So busy trying to fit into life? Find out where your place is in life. Trying to search for your prominence in life. "Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch. The second watch is in our time is 9 p.m. to 12 midnight. The first watch, of course, of the night is 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. The second watch in our time, you can compare it with Israel's time to get the correct hours. But the second watch is 9 p.m. to 12 p.m. our time. Who knows if he would come in the second watch or come in the third watch. The third watch is midnight to 3 a.m. So these are two times, two watches of the night that Jesus quoted to us, the second watch or the third watch. And find them so. Blessed are those servants that are watching. And know this, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when you think not. Be therefore ready also. Matthew chapter 25. We will anchor tonight there. Matthew chapter 25. Speaking of the lamp and the oil. In those days, Jesus is speaking. At the end of time, at the end of the church age, when the church age is coming to an end, just before the church age end, the kingdom of heaven will be compared to 10 virgins. These virgins took their lamps and they went forth to meet the bridegroom. 10 of them, they all took their lamps and they went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. 50% of them were wise, 50% of them were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. The lamp is the word. We got that, right?
Yes.
So they all had the word. We got that, right?
Yes.
And they were all virgins. In other words, they were pure. They were not contaminated. These were purebred of Israel. This is now being compared with the law and grace. This is being compared with the law and grace. They all had the word. They all had the word. In the dispensation of grace, we are. Dispensation of the law, back then, if we want to call it like that. The old covenant, the new covenant, they all had the word. The lamp is the word. But they all quote scriptures, preach, prophesy. They all use the word, the lamp, to their advantage. Only five were wise that took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And these were the only ones invited into the marriage supper of the Lamb. Now, the church age, which is, of course, now Jesus is talking to Israel. And Israel believed in the law of Moses, and Jesus, grace and truth came by Christ. Grace and truth came by Christ. Mercy and truth came by Christ. And Jesus is introducing to them the Holy Spirit. You have the word. But we see that even in the beginning, when the Spirit moved upon the waters, and God said, let there be light, we understood that, that God himself understood to create anything, you needed the lamp. You needed light. So the light, hallelujah, of the Spirit gives life, hallelujah, to the word. And so even God himself understood and to us, he showed us, hallelujah, by his own operation, the importance of light. Nothing can be created because the word in itself killeth, but it is the Spirit that gives life.
Yeah.
So you need to be filled with the Spirit. You cannot ignore, you cannot get comfortable. Woe to them that are at ease in Zion. You're not hungry enough. You're not hungry. You're not hungry. You're not hungry. Even your body language tells you you're not hungry. You're so self-righteous and full of yourself. You're so full. You're not hungry. You're not desperate. You're so self-righteous. You're so self-justified. You're not hungry. I have never been so hungry in all of my life for God. Going on 45 years, I have never been so hungry to taste of the greater glory of God that I've never encountered. I've never been so desperate. I've never prayed such desperate prayer as I pray now. I'm desperate for you, Lord. I'm desperate for your glory. I'm desperate for your glory. I walk away from everything, every sin, every iniquity. I'm desperate for you, Jesus. I'm desperate for your power. I want to know you. Yes, everything in earth, everything in my life, I curse it all. I curse it all that I may know you. At some point, that was only a read from Paul's mind, but it is an experience for me. I've never been so desperate for God. I've never been so desperate in prayer. I've never seen the revelation knowledge of the scripture because I've given myself, I've given away my iniquity because I understood I allow God to destroy some yokes in me, some religious yokes in me, some self-righteous spirit. Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm nothing without Christ. I'm nothing without Christ. Hallelujah, and the more he gives me, the more I want. Yes. And the more I get, the more I realize I am nothing. Amen. So, nothing was made that was made. Let there be light. God could not. God showed us that he would not. The first thing before he put anything in place, he turned the light on. Hallelujah, glory to God. That light is Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah, glory to God. But what gave that light? That light was fueled by the oil. The lamp is useless without oil. The foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. The oil controls the lamp. That's why the Holy Ghost is here, to exalt the word of God. Jesus said, it's expedient for me to go. The lamp cannot function without the oil. As a matter of fact, the oil creates the function for the lamp. You must be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You can't be so foolish with all the foolish example before us in Matthew 20, 25. Hallelujah. And relax and at ease that you've made it because you feel justified. Look into the Word of God and see how much more you don't have. You didn't even scrape the surface yet in satisfying God's good pleasure. By his righteousness. The lamp have no life or light without the oil. There's no light or life without the oil. When the lamp's wick or when the wick of the lamp tastes the oil, it begins its function. Hallelujah, glory to God. The lamp is powerless without the oil. Until the oil, the lamp has no value. The oil gives the lamp its value. The Holy Ghost gave, hallelujah, glory to God, the church, the bride, its value. The Holy Ghost quickens, for the word of God is quick. Hallelujah, that ingredient of that quickness. Hallelujah, that alive, the word of God is alive. The word of God is active, the word of God is alive. It's full with power. Hallelujah, the ingredient is the oil. It's the Holy Ghost that gives the word its life. Have to be subject or subject yourself to the Holy Ghost. Do you know his voice? Are you quiet enough to even listen to him? Is he leading you, or you're leading by your own soulish mind? There are people who don't mind welcoming the friendly parts of the word, but refuse the oil because the oil, the Holy Ghost, will exalt all the counsel of Christ, including the counsel that overthrow and reduces the wisdom of man. The Holy Ghost makes the word of God a live wire. Mm. The Holy Ghost gave the word its power. They agree. They don't disagree. They don't fight. Hallelujah. They intertwine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Spirit of God came. Hallelujah. To exalt Jesus Christ. In St. John 15 and 26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, Jesus is speaking, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. How many things the devil have in you? Jesus said, the prince of this world cometh and have nothing in me. I remember the years that God had me to go over this scripture and said, Maxine, you look into you, every spirit, every wicked spirit, every deceptive spirit, every undermining spirit, every lying spirit, every lying thought, every hidden agenda, every motive that's not, hallelujah, glory to God of my word, just expose them. So say, if Satan has something to come for, he will come for it. One little wicked spirit, hallelujah, glory to God. He has something to come in the house for. Because something in your heart belongs to him. You're holding on to something that belongs to him. Until you give him everything and put everything outside of your door, the door of your heart, you can't get rid of him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We welcome you. Holy Spirit, you keep us alive. You keep the word active in our hearts. You keep the word active in our heart. Holy Spirit, cause us to appreciate you. Oh, cause us to appreciate your spirit, oh Lord. That you sent, that Jesus sent from you. Cause us to understand the Holy Ghost is a teacher. The Holy Ghost is a person, is a presence. To teach us, to lead us, to guide us. That we subject ourselves to the Comforter, the Holy Ghost that's in us. That would teach us your righteousness, your holiness. That loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. John 14:24. The day is coming. We're doing all of this because of this day right here. Hallelujah. One night's going to be the last night on earth. One day is going to be the last day on earth. One minute will be the last minute. One word will be the last word said. One breath will be the last breath breathed. One thought will be the last thought. One deed will be the last deed done. What will it be? Get our neighbor for her heart. Awake, people! Awake! It's real. This is real. Jesus died and he's called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. He has a wonderful place for us. You're going to give it up. You're going to give it up. You're going to give up yourself. You're going to give it. Give up. Give up. Give up everything. Hold on to God. Hold on to God. Don't give up God. Don't give up Christ.